Why you sit there?
March 15, 2017, Arizona City Redwood Fire District Board Meeting 16.
All right, good evening. Let's call this meeting to order, and would you please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible.
Evening, everyone. This is March 15th. In attendance, Dean Cron, Steve Ross, Betty Harding, Bill Bailey, and Tim McCain, all present, so we do have a quorum. Guests, welcome. Thank you guys for being here. All five of you. There was six. Where'd the other person go? She bailed, huh? She's like, forget this, I'm already bored. So thanks for being here and being a part of our meeting tonight. We'll move right on to the fire chief's report.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. So in front of everybody, they have a copy of the March fire chief's report. I'll just go through and highlight a couple here, but please feel free to stop me anywhere through the report as we're going on. So I'll start with number two. The repairs continue on our 1942 engine. The engine is currently over at Brown & Brown's in Eloy at the body shop for final painting. We're hoping to have that back here in the next few weeks. I think, Dean, you stopped in here today and talked to them?
Yeah, they said they're hoping to get it in this week, and they got some things they want to do to a couple of spots for us to go look at and make sure.
Has that been there?
We can sit there for a while, Steve. Don't worry about it.
I got it. It's been there two weeks. It's been 2 weeks at all.
Really?
Yeah.
It seemed longer than that.
All right, thank you, Dean. Also, number four, the SCBA compressor repairs are complete. We found a maintenance item during our annual inspection. We've got that repaired. We're also doing quarterly air tests on the partnership with Wizard Education. We've just completed that. The program is 100% complete. All five members have made it through that testing and that class successfully. So they're now finishing up their final vehiculars and clinic, hoping to have the first national test by the end of the month. Down to the second page, under community services, number 14, during the month, we assisted 22 citizens with smoke batteries and home safety repairs. Again, these are anything from a beeping detector, a beeping carbon monoxide detector cells. And we have a couple. Number 17, our big one, the 2017 golf tournament was held this last Saturday. It was championed by board member Steve Ross, and it was a big success. Again, I think the total numbers are right about in the mid about 4,500, I think.
37, wasn't it?
37 from the.
You're going to pick up another like five?
Yeah. Coles gives us 500 every time they come.
Oh, okay. Well, we had to pay Scott, so we took care of that. Yeah. But yeah, I'd like to have a.
Again, that's a ton of work. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to come out, but I know Board Member Hardy was there. Again, I was cheered by Board Member Ross. I think Board Member Cron was there. Board Member Bailey was there. Pepper was there as well. We had some Cabot students as well, the gals from Coles. So again, those are just a lot of, it's like our things on those. So kudos to Steve for that. Again, to put over 4,300 back in the association is a huge bonus.
The next year,
that's just outstanding.
Can you plan it earlier?
Yes, I'm going to. And I got the banner. I think we can go see the same people next year.
So thank you for that, Board Member Ross. Number 18, under school events and groups, again, we hosted the Pinal County Citizens of Patrol Dinner at the firehouse on the 21st. Also the 21st, we attended the Chamber of Commerce meeting. And again, we participated in the Cabot Strategic Planning Process meeting and Education Day. Also, a burn coming up here on April 5th. On number 21, on the 9th of March, we participated. Finally, under contracts and businesses, number 22, ongoing, firefighter Rocky Ortiz and myself are using Cool Wildline firefighting operation revenue for our tender. Our tender is operational time, so this gives us a chance anywhere between $100,000 and $200,000 back. Those are your highlights, but again, I'm happy to talk about anything else.
Number 23, Chief.
Yeah.
Ladder. We've been working on that.
Yeah,
for
we
some
are.
Time.
Right now, it's kind of a flux between where our interest rates are going to go. Well, I'm trying to get a better rate for our truck payment. I got an okay rate. I want a good rate. So we're trying to work with our payment.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like refining to work with a bank that'll give us a better rate. Still have our loan in place the way it is. We still have the current rate that the board agreed to. But my goal is to try to lower that to get a better payment as we move
forward. But loan agencies other than banks?
Well, I've called everybody.
Okay.
So, absolutely.
What's your interest rate right now?
It is. And that's why nobody wants to move on it.
Yeah.
So we may be in the best spot, but it's my job to continue to challenge that to see if we can save some money. But people keep working with those to move that forward.
Hold on. Firefighting with the tender, some personnel too, that included?
Yeah, personnel and trucks, yeah.
If nothing else, lease a truck?
Absolutely. And then the good thing is on the federal level, it's 100% payback. Let's say Captain Hemmings off, shift to go with that tender to go out on it, they pay for his time here as well. There's more revenue into the district.
Win-win.
Yes, especially because sports is good.
All right. Move on to number six on your agenda, the staff reports.
Chairman, so if you turn to section six on your books for the month of February, from February 1st to the 28th, we ran a total of 121 calls. 94 of those calls are rescue and medical response calls. And turn to the second sheet, you'll see the total number of injuries from firefighters from that was zero. So no one was injured during the month from an operational standpoint. Turn to the third page, please. You'll see the incident types again. Two originally went out as a rescue EMS for other. 22 were emergency service calls for other. 70 were EMS calls excluding vehicle accident with injuries through the month. 7 from the fires. We had 7 that were service calls, personal distress, lockout, smoke or order, public service assist, invalid assist. 5 were dispatched and canceled en route. 1 was an authorized control burn for one false alarm or false call. 2 smoke detector. And on the next page, you'll see how many calls went out originally code 3, which were their lights and sirens. So of the 95 we calculated for the month, went out code 2, which are. And one call was initial lights and sirens downgraded. And last sheet is our fractile response time. In our fractile response time is trying to get all service with somebody at their front. Our highest 90% fractile response time during the month of February was 2nd. Again, this was a back-to-back-to-back. Our highest response fractile from that whole average throughout the month, you'll see, is still below our 5-minute average, even with our back-to-back-to-back calls. We had a sequence of 3 or 9 back-to-back-to-back calls. Our goal is to be outside the door, wheels turning in, 60 seconds.
Wow.
We talk about that every day. Or less, yes.
That's the key. Any questions? That's great. All right, moving on. Any other questions, any other comments, guys, before I move on?
5 minutes is your goal?
Our goal is to be at your front door from the time you call.
If the lodge catches on fire, please do not go with that way. We will throw rocks at you guys.
My door.
Seriously, we will throw rocks at you.
I don't want you breaking my door so I can't get out the door.
And then turn to the ground. Watch it happen and they kind of say, hey, we heard you say that.
Come question me about it. That'd be one I'd be okay with. It was 35, 40 minutes, you know.
Dad, I have a client who had just area with the big houses.
Have fire service now?
They never come that comes out of
Mountain View Estates.
CC Mountain? Are you at the college?
Uh-huh.
Behind Lowe's.
Behind Lowe's.
Yeah. I looked at those once before I bought this one.
Does it have to be 100% of the people in order for it to happen?
It doesn't have to be 100%, but the problem is it has to be contiguous, and we're not contiguous. I'm trying to find a route around Casa Grande Mountain through federal land that I could barter to use to get us there. Anthony Smith would want to help us get there.
And the fire service, another 30 minutes away.
Well, we could contract with regional, so that's an option right now.
Which is 25, 30 minutes away.
Right.
So you get that area down south.
Is there any hydrants out there in that area?
Nothing?
No.
You can't drive down some of the gym, turn on that new road you're building?
We could. Legally, I can't because I'm not contiguous. I have to touch him to bring in an annexation.
Eloy has all that property between us and them.
I would love to.
Yeah.
So. Right, Eloy has all that property between us and them, right?
You have any contacts?
Oh, was not interested in it. I'll just leave it at that. A lot of money for him. I own a lot of land.
Okay, well, moving on to number 7, correspondence. Looks like you have some cards there.
I do. We received 3 in the month here. So the first one says, I want to thank you so much to the firemen and crew that came in and changed my smoke alarm and batteries. They did a great job of cleaning up when they were finished. Arizona City should be grateful to have such a wonderful fire crew working. And that actually happens to be the crew that's on right now. So this is the crew that's on. So
thank you, guys.
And then we have another one from Jeannie. Rex left-handed, so you got to bear with me here. So it says, Jeff, on January 29th, I had my neighbor called 911. I had fallen and broken my femur. Very relieved to see you come through my front door. My neighbor is still on the phone with 911 operator. Sorry, it interrupted your morning shave. I guess I must shave. So the advantage of you also being a neighbor was very valuable as well. Your team showed up and were professional and efficient. The major point is my transfer from the floor to the gurney. I was seeing, and that was the most unpaid. Once I got to the hospital, the transfers weren't as convenient. There were twice in the hospital that I wish your team was there, and I want to thank you for all you do and your excellent care. Signed, Jeannie.
Oh, nice lady.
Yeah, very nice lady. So very nice. And the third one is came from Barbara DeWeese. It says, thank you to your firefighters who helped free the senior citizen's car keys from her red car. Weeks ago, I accidentally locked my keys in office, and your guys came to my rescue. Thank you so much for what you do. Included a check for $100.
Wow. Wow. I have to throw on a rock through a window.
Yeah.
I'll get you in.
That pays for the new car key set.
I'll throw a rock through your window.
That's the,
no problem.
That's the three we have.
Wonderful. Love hearing this. Nice. It just kind of reinforces the fact that you guys are doing such a great job. So. Consent agenda, or no, correspondence, sorry. No, that was what I just did, didn't I?
Yeah.
Goodness gracious, I can't even remember where I'm at in my fingers. Right. Too many C's
we'll
here. All right, consent agenda. All the items under the consent agenda will be approved under one motion unless one of the governing board members pulls an item session. So, do I have a motion? First of all, does anyone want to pull anything for discussion with the consent agenda? Ross making the motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Ron making the second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Be a consensus. Have to think about it. Unanimous consent. So, all right. Call to the public. Anyone requesting to speak to the board needs to fill out a card. Do we have any cards?
There's no public
speak?
Here.
Now they want to bail. They're like, I didn't know how to talk.
All right. Yeah. We'll keep moving on so we can get out of here relatively soon. Huh? Old business. Number one, discussion of possible action regarding Chief's contract. Anything to update?
No, it's all good. We're going to wait to see what happens coming from our Laughlin meeting. If we change anything on the Fair Labor Standard Act, we may have to.
Okay.
Question. Is your contract complete and back in the office from Pinell County?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What's the Laughlin thing? What was that?
Our contract about some changes that may be coming from the Fair Labor Standard. But to the basic point, we received that back, it's been several months ago now. Back.
All right, moving on. Unless you guys have any other questions. Discussion and possible action regarding audit from Saunders.
So I gave everybody a hard copy of the audit last month. One of the things we have to do, we now can use telephone to have call in to kind of basically explain the audit to us. So one of the things they have to do. The thing is, if there's any questions on it, please let me know. Otherwise, in April's meeting, I'll schedule time to have Glenn call in and just have to do. And again, they can do it over. They're going to come in physically be here. Questions, I'll schedule them for April. If he has a question, I'll schedule them for April to call in during our meeting.
Okay, moving on to new business. Discussion and possible action regarding social media.
All right, so I want to make sure everybody knows we received a letter from the county basically saying that to remind everybody, especially the board members, your social derogatory comments on your social media is no longer private once you become a cognizant of what you post can be tied to your position separate from their employment, and it's not. These guys or myself have a social media account, and we put on something that's inappropriate, that can be tied back to the workplace that they find is inappropriate. I always say just be cognizant of social media. That's my role.
Questions? All right. Second one is discussion and possible action regarding blank.
We left it open in case we had something later this week, and I was out with my niece.
Oh, okay.
We never got anything, so I just kind of left it there. Nothing that we can vote on because it's not on the agenda.
How is it being out with your niece?
Good. Good.
Going well?
Yeah, it's going well. I'm going to see a doctor tomorrow. Hopefully get rid of some contracts.
Just about anywhere you need it to be.
That's the good thing. So, fortunately, we had a fire Friday night. Friday night, and we happened to be providing mutual aid to Eloy, who had a fire. Kind of shorthanded, but we had some people that I think, Dita, you were in an engine at a fire?
Yeah, we absolutely they pulled us in to help with Eloy.
We had a fire on Carousel started in the garage, as I understand. I've seen the final report. And we had five because we were getting ready for this FLA. I had mutual aid to one of our local fire districts that we haven't had a lot of reciprocity with, unfortunately. We ended up having a fire, and they sent an engine here, plus we had an engine from Costa Regional come in and do citywide coverage for us as well. All just sharing resources to help each other out. That night, we ended up flying somebody out for Eloy. One nice thing that I'm seeing is a lot more interactions and working between the walls and sharing these resources together. So that was Friday night. A long way to answer your question, going well. It's a little harder this time because I don't have another knee that's non-surgical to kind of carry the weight for it. I've been couched that long in my life.
So
yeah, so I'm just using that home driving nuts, I guess. So,
you're an
easy.
It's been good, so. We, like I said, I got a surgery probably by noonish, always by 2 o'clock. Touching it out.
It didn't look like this last Wednesday.
No, it just doesn't, it just amazes me.
The worst part is getting this giant, big old Band-Aid ripped off your leg, so. Last time I took it off the left, I saw Elvis, and I think he's a pig farmer. Holy cow. I never felt pain like that in my life. So, it's going well, though. Going very well. I'm pleased. Excited about that.
You'd be around here before long.
Yeah. It's around all summer long.
There you go. All right. Well, let's move on and get this meeting closed. So the next meeting, April 19th, is that good for everybody? It'll be 100 and some odd degrees by then. So, all right. I might have to get out of the pool for that meeting. Temperature keeps going.
Let's have the meeting then.
Hey, you know what? That's not a bad idea. There you go. You know. So anyway, if you got agenda items, they are due April 11th. And so make sure. And with that, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make the motion.
Bailey making the motion to adjourn. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Steve Ross seconding. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.